All right, welcome back. Talking to Ben Curson from Ben Curson and the Wonder Dogs. Wonderdogs.bc.ca, 604-280-9898. Hey, Ben, just before we go back to some calls, tell me about what's this Wade caller that you're all excited about? What is it?
Well, the Wade caller, in my opinion, is really one of the best invention that's come up regarding training equipment over the past three decades plus since I've been in the dog business. The Wade collar is such a simple concept. It's amazing that nobody thought of it sooner. Training collars, also known as choke chains, have a number of negative connotations. There are some safety issues and concerns. So the advantage of the Wade collar, which is simply basically a leather collar that cinches up very high on the dog's neck. Picture, you know, a collar almost touching the backs of the dog, back of the dog's ears, because it's that high. And there's a little cinch that lets you adjust it just the right tightness so it doesn't slip down on the dog's neck. Now, for anybody who has been in dog training circles for a bit, they will know that when a collar, any collar, slips down low on the dog's neck, it takes much more, you know, oomph on the owner's part to control them if they're freaking out or charging towards another dog. When the collar is up high on the dog's neck, like you see in the show ring, whether it's confirmation obedience, but especially confirmation, it is like power steering. So, A, you don't have the safety concerns of the training collar, which we should talk about because we can save dog owners a lot of grief and vet bills and even a fatality if we spend a few minutes on that. Safety, you don't have the negative connotations of the, you know, being out in public. Some people see a training collar, it's like, oh my goodness, that's bad. That's something cruel on a dog.
Yeah.
You don't have that concern, but the main thing, the most beautiful thing, whether it's a Jack Russell that's just supercharged or a big, powerful dog, they come in all sizes, you don't have to, you know, reef on the leash like you're starting a lawnmower if the dog is just, you know, out of control because it's up high on the dog's neck. So that being the bottom line, and they're also safer, in my opinion, than the gentle leader or halty. And those two are brilliant inventions, but they have big downsides, and if we have time, I'd like to go into the downsides of those as well.
Well, we probably won't have time, actually. But the Wade collar is interesting. I was just Googling. It's W-A-D-E, Wade collar. So you can Google it, and people get more information there. Let's go back to the phone calls. A lot of people want to talk to you, Ben.